And we're a couple of weeks away from the Easter holidays, and I reckon it's a great time of tradition for a lot of us here in the West. Maybe you have annual basketball comps or camping trips. I remember times spent visiting relatives in the South and having a ball. If you're heading south, you can pick up the Blackwood River Arts Trail from April 1st in the region covered by Nanup, Bridgetown, Greenbushes, Donnybrook, Ballingup and Boyup Brook Shires. Miranda Free is on the line to give us the Brat 23 lowdown. G'day, Miranda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Are you excited?
Getting excited, working pretty hard at the moment.
I bet. How does the trail work?
Okay, so artists all over the region either open their home studios or have got together with other artists to have an exhibition in one of the local galleries or in a shop, sometimes in shops, sometimes in wineries, those kinds of places. There's a couple of sculpture gardens. So it's a bit of a mix between getting to see artists in their environment.
In their natural habitat.
In their natural habitat, which are often very interesting because some artists tend to create their environment in a very artistic and interesting way. And it's always good to see them at work as well.
Miranda, there's a couple of hyphens in there, Bridgetown Greenbushes and Donnybrook Ballingup, but it's quite a big area. Can you tell me how long it might take us to get around the trail? How would we approach it?
Okay, so if you're heading from Perth, you would usually come across to Ballingup on the South West Highway. So the first studio we have is actually just off the South West Highway in Kirrup, which isn't far from Ballingup. And then there's a few venues in Ballingup. There's another five venues across to Boyup Brook. Then if you continue down the South West Highway, there's a few at Greenbushes. Well, they're not actually in the township of Greenbushes, but the other side of the highway. Quite a few in Bridgetown. And a whole lot in Nanup, which is where the trail originally started, as a Nanup Arts Trail. So we always have quite a few venues in Nanup.
Fantastic.
It sounds like a big area, but you could probably see a good chunk of it over a weekend or a midweek getaway.
And it's
because there's about 30 venues.
But
nearly 70 artists in those venues.
Fantastic. So it runs over like 16 days from April 1st to 16th. So you've got plenty of time.
That's right. Not everything is open all the time. So it's good to check on the website, Blackwood River Arts Trail, where all the information about the artists' opening times, there's a downloadable PDF of the booklet, which you can get from Jackson stores and a lot of the tourist information, bureaus in the area. But in Perth, all in the Jackson's drawing supplies stores.
It's one of the great times of the year, of the calendar, for things to do, but also the weather is perfect, Miranda.
It's fantastic. And there is other things to do.
Yeah.
One of the big things that we've got is the Blackwood River Film Festival, which is a bit of an offshoot from the Arts Trail, which we started last year. So we went from being an art trail to being an arts trail because we've included film as an art form. And there's that's on in Bridgetown on April the 1st and April the 8th, the Saturdays, and in Nanup on the Saturday and Sunday 15th and 16th. We're showing screenings of short films that we've collaborated with Revelation Perth International Film Festival to source 9 Australian-made short films. Some of the films will show places that people would be very familiar with from Perth or down south. So some of it's really local content and they're really thought-provoking and interesting short films. And we have the Western Australian premiere of a widely internationally acclaimed nature documentary called A Crack in the Mountain, which is about the biggest cave system in the world that was only recently discovered in Vietnam, and it's fascinating.
Wow. You've also got a screening of A Fortunate Life.
Well, it's partly a screening and partly a
performance,
theatrical performance. We're just, it happens to be on in Nanup and Boyup Brook. Two sessions have been put on, coincidentally when the trail is on.
Great.
So that's actually brought to you by Cinema Stage and Theatre 180. Yeah, and that's very interesting because A.B. Facey actually came from Boyup Brook, or the person it's about was from Boyup Brook. Mm-hmm. So it's very locally interesting, and it should be quite an innovative and interesting thing to see.
Theatre 180. Are very clever, and I love the way that they combine live action with film. It'd be great to see A Fortunate Life in such an authentic place. You've got plenty of S in the arts this year, Miranda. Is there something in particular you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the film festival. but, you know, I will be in my studio most of the time, the Eyrie in Manor, because I'm one of the exhibiting artists.
So you possibly won't be out much.
I won't be out. I'm open most days. So I've got 2 or 3 days that I can get out and have a look at everybody else. And I can get to the films because they're on. There's a matinee session and an evening session on the days that they're a screening, so I'll be getting to see those. I'm not sure about the AB Facey. There is one on, I think it's the 16th in Nanup. Oh, no, it's on the 14th in Nanup. Mm-hmm. So I might get to that. So, yes, there's plenty to do and see. And in our booklet and on the website, we also have information about all sorts of other things you can do where there's music on in the evenings and that sort of stuff. So people will be well informed about what there is in our beautiful townships, and they'll discover a really special part of the Southwest.
Will you make sure you fill your cup as well as sharing your art with other people, Miranda?
Thank you.
Miranda Free, talking about the Blackwood River Arts Trail, which starts on April 1st. It is no joke. It's arts in Nanup, Bridgetown, Greenbushes, Donnybrook, Ballingup and Boyup Brook. You can head to BRAT, the Blackwood River Arts Trail website, for more details.